Make your way to the written matura. Listening. An interview with Father Christmas.
First of all, Father Christmas, we're very honoured that you've agreed to find time in your busy schedule to speak to us. Perhaps we can start with your grotto. There's a lot of confusion about where it is. Some say it's in reindeer land. Others claim it's in icicle land. Who's right?
Reindeer land? Icicle land? Who taught you geography? The Tooth Fairy? Oh, there are no such places. No, no. We've got a big facility up at the North Pole, right underneath the hole in the ozone layer.
Does pollution bother you?
It certainly does. Oh, smog's a big problem with some of the landings we have to make. You ever tried to land 6 reindeer and a sleigh full of toys on a roof in Los Angeles? Visibility's really bad there.
Have you ever had an accident, then?
Only once. Some damn fool came out of a cloud in a hot air balloon. We jackknifed and lost a ton of toys over the side.
Oh.
Had to go back to the pole for some more.
Let's turn now to the children. How do you know what they want for Christmas? Do they still write in?
Oh, yes, we get millions of letters. And we're starting to get faxes, too, now. We're also on the telephone, but we get a lot of hoax calls, you know. Send a Barbie doll to this address. And when we get there, there's this hulking great lad who's been shaving for 3 years, asleep in bed. Oh, no, it's embarrassing.
Are children the same the world over, or do they tend to ask for different things depending on where they come from?
They're pretty much the same everywhere, except Islington, and maybe Hampstead.
How do you mean?
Well, they write funny letters from there. I've got one here. Just listen to this. Dear Mother Christmas, I hope you don't mind me calling you that. Only my stepmother says that I have no right to assume you are male. What I would like for Christmas are some toy soldiers and a gun, a rocket car, a Batman electronic game and tons of chocolate. However, my stepmother says all of these are unsuitable because they contain either pollutants, sugar, exploitative material, or something called the seeds of violence. So, you'd better just bring me some non-toxic crayons and another one of those little green person's colouring books, which I had last year. Yes, I get a lot of them like that.
Does that bother you?
Well, I try to adjust, but it's difficult. I suppose I ought to feel guilty about bringing dolls to little girls, but you see, I'm here for the sake of the children. Sometimes I have to be a bit sneaky, you know, leave a boy a nice junior rainforest kit, but slip a spud gun inside. But then I guess I'm just old-fashioned.
Yes, I was going to ask you if there were any things about the present day that you feel make your job more difficult.
Well, it's getting harder every year. People's homes are changing, especially in the heating area. It wasn't so bad when they just blocked up the chimney because I've got a couple of little guys, you know, people with criminal records, who know a thing or two about getting into locked property. Generally, once you've dealt with the alarm system, it's a piece of cake.
But once you're inside a house, everything goes smoothly, doesn't it? No child has ever woken up and seen you, have they?
Only once. It was in Norwich, and I was just putting the last present in the stocking when this boy sat up in bed and looked straight at me.
What did you do?
Oh, I froze. Lucky for me, he was only half awake.
Oh, that must be your greatest fear, being caught.
Yes, especially by any parent who doesn't believe in me. I mean, what I'm doing would take some explaining, wouldn't it? Imagine how it would sound in court. The accused, an elderly, unmarried man dressed in a long coat, was apprehended in the act of sneaking into the children's bedroom to offer them sweets and toys. When cautioned, he answered, "My name is Father Christmas, and I come from the North Pole." I'd be lucky if I only got 7 years. Fortunately, it's never come to that.
Of course, many children leave something out for you. A glass of sherry or whatever. Do you enjoy that?
I used to, but I don't touch the stuff now.
Oh, why's that?
Well, I used to be able to hold my drink, but I had a bad experience one year. By the fifth town, I'd had 358 glasses and I was out of my head. Absolutely wrecked. I didn't know what I was doing. I actually came back with more toys than I started with.
No.
And that shocked me. I swore I'd never drink on duty again.
What do you do with it all?
Give it to the reindeer. That's why Rudolph has a red nose.
But what about the people who say that the idea of touring the world, giving presents to children just for the sake of the pleasure it gives them is very out of date?
No, definitely not. Out of pocket, yes, but not out of date.
Yes, but how do you afford to run things? Who finances you? I mean, there have been rumours that money from some strange sources has been behind you.
Yes, I've heard the talk, but it's really quite simple. We are financed by the parents of the world. They fund the whole thing, and let me tell you, whatever it costs, it's always more than they budget for.
Finally, do you have any regrets?
Yes. I'm never there in the morning to see the children's faces. I'd like to do that. Just once.
Oh, Father Christmas, thank you very much.